Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I was talking to my daughter Lorelai last night, she's almost 10, about the Anne of Green Gables books. I loved those as a kid, I loved the series as well, and I think she needs to read them. But it occurred to me, we can get a free copy of Anne of Green Gables from Audible and listen to it together in the car and around the house, and I'm really excited. And I want to remind you that you can get a free audiobook from Audible through my unique link. Just go to vibranthappybook.com and you'll get a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial membership. Again, that's at vibranthappybook.com. You know those times in your life when things seem to be going fine and then you take a breath and realize, whoa, things are not fine anymore? You just feel out of alignment, like your life is not right. Sometimes the thing that gets us there is a series of unfortunate events, like the book title, a series of things going wrong, and we just hit this new low point. And I used to think those low points were awful, but the more I work with women and listen to their stories, I'm starting to see that those low points are kind of a signal to you that something needs to change. You start to feel kind of gloomy and depressed or frustrated and angry or whatever it is. It means maybe this is a signal that you need to change something or shift something. So I want to help you view those things with new eyes. In fact, I just emailed with a friend yesterday who mentioned going through menopause. And she's perimenopausal. She's not done yet, but she's going through that change. And she said she was viewing it with this eye of negativity as all these things going wrong in her life and that her skin was changing and everything just seemed awful. But then she realized, you know what? This is a chance for her to realize, hey, I have a ton of life left. I'm going to make some changes. It was almost like the chance for a rebirth of her life. And so I want to challenge you to look at those low points or even menopause if you're heading that way, but look at those as a signal to you that, hey, something can change. You can go back to that happy place. You just have to get back into alignment by making a shift. So that is my happy bit for you today. And I would love to hear your thoughts. Send me an email on this topic if you'd like. support@jenride.com, and I will read every single one and love to hear what you think. Also, I want to remind you that today is the last chance to sign up for Time Mastery for Women, my online time management program. It starts Monday and it goes for 4 weeks. You get to learn how to create way more free time for the things you love and get your life back into alignment so that your time is spent on what's really important to you. Just go to timemasteryforwomen.com to learn more. All right, my friends, make it a great week, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenride.com.